because you are multi-aspected, times where the energy is compressive in any way can be very difficult because your nature is curiosity and movement and freedom. And when the times are compressive, you do not even want to be curious about some of the things that are going on. But you definitely feel the heaviness of the energy and how it is not moving in a way that makes you feel alive. Now, in these times, these are the times when we must pay attention to other aspects of ourselves on the wheel. And this too seems strange, because when you cannot, shall we say, identify exactly what you are reacting to, it seems a little strange to look for other parts of yourself to exercise in order to make yourself feel good about reacting, since it's all so unclear in many ways. But what we would like to say, and in addition, of course, in this part of the world, as in many parts of the world, there is a great deal of stress being caused by the heat. So when we put together the many compressive things going on around you, that is the time then to find some other parts of yourself that can be expansive. They can be very simple things, and they should not be things where a great deal of energy is required, but they should nonetheless be things that are a part of you. We are going to use some examples, understanding that these will not be the same things for all of you. But this is an excellent time we are trying to think of what you call it, for escapist reading. This is a time you should not apologize for reading something that takes you away, because that allows your mind to move to a more expanded place. This is a time when you want to allow yourself to nap, not to be critical of yourself for that. It is a time when you want to allow yourself a bit of time to daydream, because all of that is expansive as well. There are physical things, of course, but they are different with each of you. If you are around water, the time where you simply float in the water and tell the mind that it can take a break because your body is taking over now and it is simply letting you float wherever you are. Almost anything that allows your body or your mind to do floating is a good idea. It is a wonderful time for meditation, perhaps even at times when you would not normally do meditation. But we need to find expansion of different parts of yourself. Oddly enough, this is not a good time to seriously plan parts of your life that you want to change. Not that that is not a good time sometimes, but not now. For now, we want lightness. We want everything we touch, we want to touch it as lightly as we can. This is not a time for reviewing your faults. Please do not do that. It is the worst possible energy for that. This is the time for appreciating as many of your natural movements as you can. It is not the time to be critical. It is not the time to be, what would you say, regimental. It is not that kind of time. Now, many things are happening around you, and of course, your curiosity will draw you to them. But that does not mean you want to stay long. many of you have discovered the wisdom of the headline. So you look at simply the top things that are happening. But even if you are curious, do not go into them, because they are going to make you tired. And with a compressed energy, the way it is now, we do not need to make the compression any worse. This is an excellent time to practice your appreciation of yourself, that of the things that you do every day, of the energy that you carry. This is an excellent time for really turning up the volume on self-appreciation. It is a bad time for people-pleasing. It is a bad time for trying to control, because right now, with as many energies going in the direction that they are, you do not control a lot of things. Now, the things that you do control, enjoy that. Enjoy that and say, well, this is the thing at least that I can do, and I will be happy about that. So we have a bit more time to go in this area, but you should know that even while you are dealing with all of this, there is a kind of strengthening that is happening inside of you. And when this period loosens and you are able to breathe again, you will find that there are places where you are stronger than you were before. So for this moment, we will take a little time and speak about this together in this teaching, as in all the teachings of light. May you be blessed. Begin to breathe easily and deeply. And feel the blue of peace all around you. And breathe in peace. Exhale fear. And feel the blue of peace making a protective ring around you, so that you feel peace outside of your body as well as inside of your body. And as that peace becomes stronger and begins to move out more, feel its power to move away any compressive energy that you may be feeling inside of you or outside of you. Let that peace take the place of whatever that might be. So as you breathe, know that you are actually breathing a protective space around your own body. And know that within that space you are safe. You are loved. You are known and cared for. Now feel the bright sun above your head. Let that sun begin to pour golden light into your open crown, and open the crown more widely than it has been opened. Feel the golden light pouring into your head, and let the golden light rearrange your thoughts, making them gentler, kinder. lighter. Feel the golden light open the third eye so that your intuitive skills come alive. But they are light, and they are looking only for light. Feel the golden light flow down into your throat center and begin to raise the vibration of your own communication, your communication with yourself, with the world around you. Feel it becoming lighter. Feel the flow of golden light into your heart. And let the golden light begin to bring peace to your heart. The peace that is yours as a child of the universe. A peace that is yours because it is your birthright. Feel the golden light flow into the solar plexus. And let the light begin to move the emotions out of the solar plexus that go with old patterns, that go with critical views or harsh judgments. Feel those move out of your body since you do not need them. And feel the solar plexus now beginning to move energy out to find joy, to find love, to find small and large, the things that make you feel alive. Feel the golden light flow down through your body and into the second center. And feel all of the old patterns of judgment and shame moved out of your body. Feel them leave the second center and see that there is a beautiful waterfall in the second center, and its job is to naturally and easily wash away anything that you do not wish to hold in your body or your energy. Feel the golden light flow down through your body and into your root. And know that as the root becomes golden, it becomes the place where your dreams grow. And they grow without the mind interfering, and they grow without the need to be right or perfect or more. But they grow because they are dreams, and it is their nature to grow. And know that during this time, as they begin to take form, though they are not clear yet, as the time releases, you will find that they are there and they are clear to you. Feel the golden light flow through your body. Let it flow through your head, down your spine to strengthen you, through your trunk to heal you, across your shoulders and down your back to relieve you of burden. Feel the energy flow through your arms and your hands to free you of holding things that are not yours, things you do not need to hold. And feel the energy flowing down into your legs and your feet, so you feel in that part of your body the support of the universe, your own support. and how wise that makes your walk. Continuing to breathe. Go into your heart center and see the gift that has been left there for you. Rest the mind. Know the gift. Gift, begin to breathe into the center of your body to balance and to ground. When you've grounded in your body, open your eyes.